There are those who say that direct action is dead in D.C., that nobody has the courage to stand up for our neighborhoods or anything else anymore. But they are wrong. New Hope is born with an occupation of EPA headquarters against mountaintop removal coal mining being quickly followed by the occupation of land promised for low-income housing in another one of Fendi's broken promises. On the 10th of July, housing activists with 1DC seized the abandoned Parcel 42 at 7th and R Streets Northwest, and the second substantial civil disobedience in D.C. in just 2 days. The action began with a housing justice block party on S Street just one block away, and as most of the party marched to Parcel 42 in the streets, the occupation team entered through the back alley and erected a tent city on this abandoned land promised by Mayor Fenney for affordable housing in another of the mayor's broken promises. Bearing the consequences of high-profile arrests with the mayor's name on them, the city put off immediate police action and protesters settled in for a long campaign to demand that Parcel 42 be used for affordable housing for people with incomes in a $25,000 a year range. Direct Action Team is setting out to seize Parcel 42. Move, move, move.
Okay, so we're gonna get the... you need a couple of
people. Right now, these here tents being set up on Parcel 42 are the only affordable housing in the city for entirely too many people. Here on the 10th of July, we've got historic
direct action
to reclaim Parcel 42 for affordable housing and not for the rich.
Affordable housing!
Now! 2 days later, with the occupation still going strong, 1DC held a 6 a.m. press conference on the grounds of Parcel 42 at the tent city. So what's going on here on Parcel 42?
Well, we have people taking over this vacant lot where Mayor Fenty had promised to put affordable housing back in 2007. The plans were actually drawn up by the deputy mayor of Planning and Economic Development, and it's actually on the website, of the D.C. government website. They had actually drawn up the model for what's supposed to
then
be.
Why am I still standing on the stones of old demolition?
Yeah. Well, our government is, and Mayor Fenty, they're just, they don't really want to create this affordable housing.
So stones from the demolition or something here. The parcel's not in use.
And,
none but stones. None
right,
but.
Right. And so they're kind of with all these different excuses for why they're not developing here, and they supposedly can't find the funding.
They haven't found somebody who's going to build what you might call moderate income yuppies.
Right. Exactly. And we're haggling over the definition of affordable. Mayor Fenty doesn't want to make it affordable for those who make $50,000 or less. And here's the issue, is that the median income for this part of town, the Shaw, is about $35,000 a year. Mayor Fenty's talking about making this affordable for those who make at least $60,000 a year. The problem with
if you make
this affordable for those who make at least $60,000 a year, that's going to raise the property value of all the other properties around it, and even those who make $35,000 a year and have lived there for 10, 20, 30 years are going to get pushed out.
So in other words, this is nothing but another gentrification project now.
Right, exactly.
And that's why we need to hold it against it.
Exactly.
So, what's going on this morning here on Parcel 42?
Well, we are taking back the land.
As this is being recorded for broadcast on the 13th of July, 1DC has been holding out for 4 days in a tent city through rain and burning sun. And if Mayor Fenney wants them out or wants to get reelected, he better think about delivering on some of his promises, like the promise to use Parcel 42 for low-income housing for a neighborhood where the median income is just $25,000 a year. Fanny, put your money where your mouth is.